So you're with the housing service?
Yes.
For how long?
1.5 years.
And how is it going in the housing service in light of the fact that there's a housing shortage and you have to deal with people who need homes?
It's very challenging. It's very exciting. I work with a few other people who make it more pleasurable. One person I work with is Yoseba, who has been with the housing service longer than I, and with someone by the name of Venkatesh. And we have someone new who started on a trial basis, whose name is Antonio. And then we have some others who meet with us weekly to help us to make decisions so that we get a broader perspective from the whole community on decisions such as giving grants of money or approving loans, all having to do with housing, various repairs and maintenance requests that we get quite a few. So, so it's challenging, but there's a good team. That's what I wanted to emphasize. There's a very good team, which makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the most important things that we're having to do now is educate people and try to explain that while for some it may seem like a so-called housing crisis has dropped on our heads, this is actually something that has taken about a decade to develop. It's my understanding easily 10 years ago that similar terminology was being used to describe the housing situation in Oroville. I was not here 10 years ago, so I can't say personally. But so that's something I try to help people to understand, that it's something that's been happening for a very long time. Housing service is promoting very strongly, very consistently, the need to sort of put action where our words are by expressing to those decision-making groups where budgets should be allocated, where money should be given, so that we can create more housing, so that we can accelerate the building of housing. And housing that is offering a variety of options, not only housing for people who necessarily have financial resources, but also housing for people who may not, especially youth who maybe are coming just out of university, or, for example, people from the local villages don't tend to generally have a lot of financial resources, you know, in general. So we're trying to, create more options, and we're very acutely aware of the need. But also it's educating and helping people to understand what are realistic expectations when they come. And because there seems to have been for quite some time, for some reason, I couldn't tell you why, that people had and still do sometimes have an expectation that they come to Oroville and they are committed and they're volunteering and they're of goodwill, and that they'll get a so-called free house. And actually what's interesting to take into consideration is that we're building a city. And I don't know of any city that's been built for free. I don't know of one. I would be interested to hear about that. So obviously we require, some financial support and assistance. And housing is one of those areas. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's sort of the current pulse. And every day it's a different conversation, sometimes easier than others. But
what would you say... a person who's out there who knows something about Oroville and is planning to come and has a moderate amount of resource, mm-hmm. what would be the steps they'd have to take when they come after they've gone entry service mm-hmm. and visa service mm-hmm. and they're in a guest house and now they decide, okay, I want to invest in a house or a project? What would they have to do?
They certainly need to be in Oroville, because the ground reality is quite different, I think, than even what you might get from a website or, you know, hearing even firsthand from a good friend. The individuals certainly need to be in Oroville. We get quite a number of emails from people who've maybe visited once, and then they're planning to come, and they are planning already to meet with the entry service and to apply to be newcomers. So we are generally providing details such as how much someone may need for making a donation toward a housing asset, the time frame that it may take before someone could move into a so-called permanent or long-term housing situation, that people should be prepared to support themselves for their newcomer period. So that's at least 1 year, could be longer, but at least 1 year. That there's also very commonly this option of house sitting and caretaking, and that's when a steward is someone who is taking care of a housing asset, and they're, for example, out of station for a various number of reasons, and so someone can house sit or caretake while the steward is out, and that is done in collaboration and in agreement with the housing service, and we may be able to help with that process of identifying a potential house sitting or caretaking situation. Although more typically those are happening by word of mouth. And that's why, again, I say that the people really need to come and be here and feel it and talk to people and look around and come to the housing service desk and introduce themselves and say, hi, I'm here. And, you know, how does this work and how does this not work? And so it's very important to be here.
Yeah. What do you think about in the next year or two, do you see things? I mean, as you say, it took a decade to get to where we are. Is it going to take another decade to come out of the woods? I mean, is there going to come in your vision of in the foreseeable future a time when people can come in with their correct papers, their visa, and come to housing service, and you can give them a choice of one or two places?
I think it's going to take longer than 1 or 2 years, honestly. Mm-hmm. Things sometimes move slowly in Oroville, not always, but sometimes. In the last year and a half, 2 years maximum, we have seen an increase, a very welcome increase in housing projects. And for the, let's say, 8 or 9 housing projects that we have right now under construction as we speak, this is going to create about 120 housing assets. But the rate at which we are welcoming newcomers would barely meet that if we could continue this rate of development. So in one way, then, I can say that we, in order for a real change, we have to increase the number of housing projects. And but a time frame, it would be hard for me to say to you, because a lot of that depends on what sort of financial resources we have, what sorts of permissions we get from our town planning and development group, because no big housing projects are going up without their green light. Mm-hmm. And housing service is in close communications with them about that and the necessity for that. And I believe that they agree and they see and they understand. But these people are responsible for looking at everything for the town planning, not just houses. So that's a decision that doesn't always come easily also. So it's a collaboration, and it takes a lot of communication and a lot of consideration, but the will is there. I believe there's a fresh initiative and motivation in the last year and a half or 2 years, and that's evidenced in the mushrooming of housing projects, and that has to continue and actually increase. And then we'll see.